it's a great opportunity for the community now to have their say again in what the consultants have come up with. Look, I think it's fantastic that we're this far on. This is phase three of the project. This is a big part of the project in my eyes, is what we can do, how we can keep visitors here in the peninsula for a longer period of time, and what services that we can put in place. And, you know, the most important thing now is that when this is put together, that Falls Ireland and the department, you know, have the money and put the money in place to put these services and these ideas that both Falls Ireland and the community have in place, so that people do stay in the peninsula for a longer period of time when they visit Malinhead.
The project, it's not just important for Malinhead itself, but the entire Inishowen Peninsula, and then it's equally important for the likes of business people in Inishowen to have their say now at the final hurdle kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've been saying this all along. This is not about Malinhead. Malinhead probably has the least to gain out of bringing extra visitor numbers to the peninsula or to Donegal, because at the end of the day, when visitors come to Donegal as a county, let it be Donegal Town, let it be Lerwick County, wherever, the likelihood is that they will visit Ireland's most northerly point in Malinhead. And that then gives greater, you know, visitor numbers to the likes of Buncrana, Cairndonnan, Laval, and all the bigger towns within the peninsula.